For those that are online, welcome with us here in this place. And for those here, as we get doing worship in a short bit, on the tables are the QR codes that'll help you follow along in lyrics on your smartphone. You can scan that and then be able to follow along with lyrics there. So check that out. Couple things, announcements just to bring forward. And obviously, 4th of July is upon us. So next Sunday is the 4th of July. So we will be right here at the Bird Park for that 4th of July service in the morning and then off into your barbecues and fun for the day. So make your plans accordingly. But we do invite you here next Sunday for the 4th. Couple things. We need some help as we continue to do these services outside here through the summer. A lot gets set up here, the tents, shade covers, and it gets set up in the morning before you guys all come. So we're just looking for help. Even if it was once a month, you know, are on a rotation. So be praying about that. We are just plugging out there any ways that you would like to help. So even some of it is heavy stuff, but some other jobs don't require as much lifting. So if you think you'd like to volunteer for one of those type of teams on setup or tear down, reach out to myself or Wayne Herbst and we will jot your name down and we can discuss how available you are if you want to do it once a month or something with us. And that'd be a great help. And so we have a cool team that's been making this happen for you all. Lastly, we also are preparing, and our team of leaders has been praying, and we are continuing to pray together as we look for how we might come back together indoors as well, back in our buildings at Singing Waters and at ACC, and doing life together and doing life differently, because God has changed us, has he not, right? I mean, we've been having an amazing time these last 15, 16 months. Even though we've been out here, God's been doing different things in our hearts and bringing some unity that we have been praying for all along, right? So how that looks and what's all, it's all unfolding to us still. And as we know, you will know. But meanwhile, we are trying to get buildings in shape. Some of that's going to take some finances. We need some painting and some more equipment. Still, we are working on the video equipment because we did fundraise for that. So that was really great. So thanks for those that have been supporting that. So if you want to help in that cause, help us with raising some money for some paint. We're going to get some numbers to you in the next couple of weeks. And then some of our equipment that we need as we fix those things in the building. You can give, I know on the ACC site, we'll have a thing called special projects. So if you go onto the giving there, you can go to special projects and donate there for that. I know that we're going to need a few thousand dollars. And even at the ACC building ourselves, we're also trying to get our storage units out back. We've been replacing a fence at our parsonage, and then now we need some new storage units because we have a lot of storage issues. So all right, we are seeking a few thousand dollars to get us going on these projects. So be in prayer about that and look for ways to give on both sites where you serve. And again, as God leads you in giving and tithing, that's part of our worship to him. And so again, those are available there on those tables as well. You can scan those QR codes. Well, let's get ready for some worship here together this morning as we gather in his name in this place.
How many know that? You guys are way too somber this morning. I'm sorry. Does everybody know, ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party don't stop? Does anybody else know that? Okay, I'm going to say it and you're going to repeat it, okay? Ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Say, ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to celebrate the Lord. The Holy Spirit is moving in our lives, moving in this place, that the worship may move in our hearts. Father, we welcome you this morning. We thank you for this beautiful morning. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the wind. We thank you for getting us here, Lord, that we're standing upright. Lord, move in our hearts as we worship you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They all say amen.
Thank you.
worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things.
That's right.
See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great.
Faithful.
You've been faithful through every storm. You'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things. And I know you will do it again.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. God, you do great. Done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, you have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, God, have done great things. Have done great things. Hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great.
Breaks the power of sin and darkness. His love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. Then I would be set free. Oh, 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 Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Who brings
brings our chaos back into order. Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. Then I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. The King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. You are worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Very, very cool. This is Amazing Grace. You may be seated. Good morning. Welcome to our 9:35 service this morning. We are so glad we are on island time, and you are officially here. Some of you guys, there's like eight people here at 9:30. So this is how it's done in the summer. July 4th is next weekend. Are you ready? I didn't hear anything on that. You have a July 4th that's been given back to you. Are you ready? Yeah, some of you are like, I'll wait for July 5th. That's okay. Hey, people are back, guys, and that's exciting. I like people, and I know you do too. And you're here, and that's special this morning. This morning, our scriptures are very important. In fact, they're going to find their way into every single life here. No matter what age you are, it will fit. Amen? That's how the Word of God works. It's bombastic. It doesn't need extra stuff. It does what it needs to do because the Holy Spirit puts it where he wants it to go. My phone rang about an hour and a half ago, and it said Colorado on there, and my wife is currently there on a little sabbatical, relaxing with a friend, and I thought it was her, and I answered it, and it was a guy who's visiting from Colorado. Did you make it to the service today? I'm curious. Great. Okay, cool. I gave you he may have gone to the Wrigley Memorial. Anyway, Anyway, that was an interesting thing. Guys, invite people. You never know when your phone may ring or your neighbor may want to know what's going on, right? So hopefully he'll make it here soon. The scripture says in Genesis 37, verses 5 through 8, and it's packed, okay? And many of you know the biblical story of Joseph. Everybody knows Joseph. Raise your hand, okay? Yes, that Joseph, right? Not Jesus' daddy. You will be tempted to fast forward to the end of this. Don't do it. The sermon starts today in 37, verse 5. Just one verse. Joseph had a dream. And when he told it to his brothers, They hated him all the more. Let's open in prayer. I'm just kidding. It goes on, okay? The Bible says he had a dream. He talked about it. His brothers hated him even more. He said to them, listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain cut out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. Okay, I don't know if this is going so well at this point. Verse 8 says, his brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he said. Bird Park, there it is this morning. So for everybody who's thinking that when you get a good idea, everybody's going to go fund you, it probably won't happen, right? Not everybody's going to support you. Not everybody's going to understand you. A lot of us can be misunderstood when you're putting your dreams out there, right? Because this is the message. Enrique is speaking to you today about some of these dreams. Dreams that God has put in your heart, and there's danger that come with those things. In fact, today is a practical. I'll let him explain that, but you're going to be working through this sermon a little bit. He wants to get people involved in this. And this message comes with a warning level. Big, big warning label that if you like your nice little comfortable version of the way of life and the way it's supposed to be, you may want to quietly back your golf cart out in neutral, don't fire it up yet, and just slip out of here or maybe play some golf or something or go watch the news. Not happening today. Not happening. It's a God-given dream some of you have, and following through with that, and I just pray, in fact, we're going to pray right now. And I wonder a lot of what my kids will remember about their childhood. I'm kind of scared about that. They'll remember the scenes that I want them to delete. And it feels like as a parent, they'll remember the times more like when I blew it than when I bought them stuff, you know? But I'll say that some of the things that stand out to me about my childhood, some things that I did real quick. I remember when I was 15 years old, I saw a magazine photo of an oversized skateboard with a sail attached to it. And these guys were in the desert, and they were skate sailing. I don't know if you've ever seen a photo of them skate sailing. I always wanted to do that. And I learned to windsurf when I was really little. Long story short, I took the sail off my windsurfer, and I attached it to a 4-foot skateboard a friend of mine and I built out of plywood. And I attached it. But we were not in the desert because we don't have one of those in Florida. We had a Catholic church parking lot, and that was as big as it gets in my community, all right? And I took off, and I didn't realize I had way too much sail. Way too much sail. I literally took off. I hit a parking block, and I went into the air. And left everything in the air except me. I kept going, and I hit the side of a pole. I ended up in the emergency room and had to explain that one to my mom and dad. I had a dream that I could do something like that. And I was 15. At age 16, I took the same windsurfer sail, attached it to a board, and surfed during Hurricane Elena. I'd always wanted to have real wind. And that didn't go well either. I ended up on the front page of the paper with a photograph like a nutball, and my principal found it, trying to play hooky from school, and he held up the photograph the next day when I was in his office, and I was in a lot of trouble. Dad didn't like that one either. Sometimes our dreams or the things we follow through with some stupid human tricks. Joseph, though, is bold. His daddy is not the same daddy as the other boys that come from Jacob. He comes from Rachel. And they've already got that held against him. And some of these things are already there. This morning, we're going to break it down. Father, I ask that you come into this service as we've already sung about you. Some people have already been handshaking in your name. Some got up this morning singing songs about you. Others called me on the phone and said, how do I get there? I want to hear more about you. So will you come? And if you're already here and people know that, thank you. Thank you for your presence. This is a Holy Ghost party. We don't want it to stop. I mean, even after the service technically kind of ends, it should never end. This is an ongoing service. Aside from our stupid human tricks and things that we do that have some bold, bold vision and dreams behind them, we bring them under your authority. What is it that seems like the vision for us as a church, as the body of Christ. I thank you for this message. Powerful scriptures coming today. We ask you bless our speaker. May he be the vessel you use this morning, including Ron. And I thank you, Father, for all that you've done to give us a church like this, where we're at, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to be close, close to your side. So heaven is real and death is a lie. I want to hear voices of angels above singing as one. Hallelujah, holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am, who is worthy, none beside thee, God Almighty, the great I am. I wanna be near, near to your heart, loving the world, painting the dark. I wanna see dry bones living again, singing as one. Hallelujah, holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am, who is worthy, none beside thee, God Almighty, the great I am, the great. Shake before him, the demons run and flee. At the mention of his name, King of Majesty, there is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am.
For the power and the presence of the great I am.
streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Raise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus, on me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interpose his precious blood. And oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy court. That's our prayer. Here's my heart. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy court.
Seated, and children, your Sunday school will start now down that way.
Father, we pray your blessings on the kids as they go and they hear from you the things that you have for them, or that at their young age that they would know how much you love them and the plans you have for them. Thank you, Father, for them. So, well, good morning. Buenos dias. The title is Now Where Was I? El título del mensaje hoy es Ahora, ¿dónde estaba yo? And the reason I wanted to come up with this title is because this title is basically, it's an idiom. An idiom is a short phrase with its own specific meaning. It's a group of words that does not have a literal meaning, but it means something when you put them all together. Esta palabra es un modismo, que es una frase corta con su propio significado específico. If I say piece of cake, what does that mean? Anybody?
It's easy.
It's easy, right? Si yo, if I say, si yo digo, ya salió el peine, ¿qué significa eso? Means, you know, it has, everything means something, right? In Spanish and English, we all have phrases, idioms. If I say once in a blue moon, very rare. If I say I'm putting my cards on the table, all in, you're all in, right? So those are all idioms that we use. And so I wanted to, I came up with this idiom because I wanted to look at, now, where was I? About a year and a half ago or so, we had plans. Every single one of us did. We were doing things. We were just moving ahead. Hace un año y medio teníamos planes de algunas cosas que íbamos a hacer. No más que algo cambió. Then all of a sudden, we had this COVID interruption, right? For the last year and a half. And everything has changed for all of us. We had to change how we gather. We had to change how we walk into bonds, how we walk into the post office, how we see each other in town. Todo cambió cuando vino el COVID. Cómo íbamos a ir a comprar en los bonds, cómo íbamos a ir a la a cualquier lugar. Teníamos que usar nuestras máscaras y todo, ¿verdad? And so I wanted to look at this because this now where was I reminds me of some obstacles or some things that came Joseph's way. Joseph's dream was that he was going to be a leader. Which reminds me of a idiom, never in his wildest dreams, right? El sueño de José, como ser hacer líder, nunca en sus sueños más locos tenía que iba a ser líder de su familia. He didn't know, he didn't realize that he was going to be a leader of his own family, right? He was the youngest. Joseph had a dream and he told it to his brothers and they hated him. José tuvo un sueño y se lo dijo a sus hermanos y lo odiaban. Dice, cierto día José tuvo un sueño y cuando se lo contó a sus hermanos, estos le tuvieron más odio todavía. They probably were thinking about it, some idioms when he said, I'm going to be your leader. I'm going to be the one that's, you're going to bow down to me. Have you guys heard of this idiom? This guy's not playing with the full deck. Or, don't give up your day job. Or, in your dreams, right? In your dreams, en tus sueños. So, they hated him even more for his dreams and his words. Así que lo odiaban aún más por sus sueños y por sus palabras. There was bad blood. Mala sangre. It's like to hate someone's guts. Another idiom. Odio las tripas de alguien. Joseph was sold into slavery. So here he had a dream that God had put in his heart. Él tuvo un sueño que Dios puso en su corazón. Y luego lo vendieron como esclavo. So he was sold as a slave. So you can imagine an idiom that he might have had at that point. Yeah, man, I must have missed the boat, right? Man, I missed that one by a mile. Joseph the slave. But in verse 30, chapter 39, it says, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt and Potiphar, an Egyptian pharaoh, officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. And it says, and the Lord was with him. And he became a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant. And he made him overseer of his house. And all that he owed, he put in his charge. So we see there that even though he had a vision to be a leader over his brothers and his family, as a slave, God still had his hand on him. Aunque era un esclavo, él todavía siguió siendo un líder. Él era líder entre todos los esclavos. And so you see that it didn't matter what happened to his situation, his circumstances. He continued to live out his role as a leader. So no le hace si algunas cosas suceden en nuestra vida. Si nuestro llamado es a ser un líder, vamos a seguir siendo líderes. It reminds me of an idiom. It says, every cloud has a silver lining. Un dicho, no hay mal que por bien no venga. Later on, Joseph, it went from bad to worse. You've heard that one, right? From bad to worse. in Genesis 39, it says, now when his master heard the words of his wife, his wife had been pursuing him, and he ran from her, and she grabbed his coat and said, this man tried to do this to me. This is what your slave did to me, she said. Dice en el 39 de Génesis, cuando el patrón de José escuchó los labios de su mujer como lo había tratado el esclavo, era una mentira. It reminds me of another idiom. It takes two to tango. En español es hacer de chivo los tamales. And the master's anger burned, so Joseph's master took him and put him in the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the jail. Y dice, se enfureció y mandó que echaron a José a la cárcel donde estaban los presos del rey. Pero aún en la cárcel. So to add insult to injury, another idiom, añadir sal a la herida. But the Lord was with Joseph and extended his kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. The chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all the prisoners that were in the jail. So whatever was done there, he was responsible for it. So we see that even though Joseph went from being a leader for his slave master to now being a leader in the prison that he was thrown into. You see, he recognized his anointing that God had placed in his life. He recognized the vision that was in him. And so no matter his circumstances, he was still moving forward. Because by faith, he was trusting that this was going to happen. Si ves lo que estaba pasando a José, primero era un esclavo, y luego lo pusieron en un prisión, en un cárcel. Pero aunque cambió su situación, él siguió siendo líder. Porque cuando Dios pone un visión en un corazón, seguimos adelante con la visión que Dios tiene para nosotros. So we continue to go forward. And the Lord was with Joseph. And so we see there that he wasn't going to stop being who he was. There's another idiom. Don't cry over spilt milk. There's another one that says, chance favors the prepared mind. He was just ready for the opportunity. Later on in his story, while he's in prison and he's leading in his prison, he helps a couple men that are in the prison with him. And one of the men ends up being restored back to the leader of all Egypt. And the leader of Egypt had a dream and he needed an interpretation. And this ex-prisoner said, you know, I know someone in prison that can give you that interpretation. And little did Joseph know that he was going to be placed in a position of great power. Chapter 41 says, so Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all this, he told him the dream, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are. He told him what you're going to do with this dream and how you're going to prepare yourself. And he says, you shall be over my house. Now, this is Pharaoh. This is the guy from Egypt, the guy that ran all of Egypt. And he said, you shall be over my house, and according to your command, all my people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you. So in other words, you're going to run everything except my throne. So vemos aquí que Dios levantó a José a un posición lo más alto en Egipto para poder ser el líder que Dios puso en su corazón hace muchos años antes. Reminds me of another idiom. You can imagine Joseph sitting there and kind of like, he sees all that he's leading and running, and he's like, man, I'm living the dream. I am living the dream. Estoy viviendo el sueño. You see, Joseph did not allow or keep himself from becoming who he was supposed to be, even though he was thrown into prison. He knew his calling was to be a leader. José sabía que su llamado iba a ser un líder. Y él siguió siendo líder, aunque estaba en el preso y aunque era esclavo. You see, we've had a little interruption, a major interruption over the last year and a half of our dreams. Every single one of you has had dreams and thoughts of what you were going to do. And we had this thing come, and it changed a lot of things. I think in some ways it made us better because it revealed to us things that are most important, namely family, friends, people. Maybe we cleared out our house. I did that. I started throwing stuff away. Amen. I got an amen over here. Aunque tuvimos esta experiencia con el COVID, muchas cosas buenas han sucedido sobre eso. Hemos visto algunas cosas que teníamos que cambiar entre nosotros. Hemos cambiado algunas cosas por lo bien, por lo bueno. And then later on, Joseph realized, I have been placed here by God to lead a people. And later on, he ends up running into his brothers, not knowing that he was this guy, Joseph. And they bowed down before him because he said, we're out of food. And you had the great plan and we need some food. And so they bowed down before him. Could you imagine what was going on in Joseph's mind at that moment? He had this dream years ago and he went through being a slave to being a prisoner to being second in command of all Egypt. It says the sons of Israel came to buy grain among those who were coming, and the famine was in the land of Canaan also. Joseph was the ruler of the land. He was the one who sold all the property, sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down to him with their faces to the ground. Fue así como los hijos de Israel fueron a comprar alimento, al igual de que otros, porque el hambre se había apoderado de Canaán. José era el gobernador del país y el que vendía trigo a todo el mundo. Cuando sus hermanos llegaron ante él, se postraron rostro en tierra. Él vio su visión. He saw the vision that God had placed in his heart years ago. Each one of you has a dream and a vision that God has placed. Cada uno de ustedes tiene una visión que Dios tiene para ustedes. You see, when God dreams, cuando Dios sueña, he puts things in place for you so that you can see those dreams happen. Cuando Dios sueña, Él pone las cosas adelante de ti para poder ver las cosas que van a suceder. In Genesis 45, it says, and God sent me, he says to his brothers, God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Por eso dice, por eso Dios me envió delante de ustedes, le dijo a sus hermanos, para salvarles la vida de manera extraordinaria, y de ese modo asegurarles descendencia sobre la tierra. Fue Dios quien me envió aquí, y no ustedes. Él me ha puesto como asesor de Faraón y administrador de su casa, y como gobernador de todo Egipto. So we see here that God was bringing everything together and he understood, like, you know what? It didn't make sense. But he works all things together for good. It doesn't make sense. Sometimes we don't understand why things happen in our lives. It doesn't make sense. But then when we are on the other side and God starts to unpack these things, then we say, oh, okay. It didn't make sense for me in 1986 that he sent me to a little island to work here just for two months. I was only coming here for 2 months. And I told my boss, I worked in construction, I said, I'll be back in September. I don't think he's waiting anymore. You see, you never know what God has in mind. But when he gives you a dream, never let go of it. And if circumstances comes the way they may, never let go of that dream. If it's from God, it will prevail. It will happen. Just position yourself so that you can see it. A term I love, another idiom I love is this word called the dream team. The dream team is when you bring a bunch of people together, players, to go win a game or whatever. And what God has done is he has put together a dream team. It's called his church. And his church has an incredible opportunity and a mandate to make a difference in this world. To go after the things that don't belong to the kingdom of God, to the kingdom of heaven. To change our circumstances. And so now as we're coming out of COVID, we as a church have an opportunity to go in a direction that maybe we weren't planning in prior to COVID. Singing Waters was doing their thing in their building, and ACC was doing their thing in their building. And now here we are together, and we will continue to work together and be together. Not just in parallel, but together. This is our opportunity to do something in this community that people will say, they had a dream from God. And now we're seeing it happen. So in conclusion, as we have this long interruption called COVID-19, I would like us to remind ourselves that even though changes have come and major adjustments have been made, the plans and purposes of God and what he had in mind have not changed. Joseph was called to be a leader. His thoughts about his leadership was too small for what God had in mind. He was thinking that he was just going to lead his family, not knowing that he was going to lead a whole nation. Maybe our dreams are too small. The original vision Joseph had was still valid for him. So I will close with one last idiom Joseph would have used. En conclusión, como tuvimos esta interrupción larga, llamada COVID-19, me gustaría recordarnos y a nosotros mismos que aunque se han producido cambios y se han hecho ajustes importantes, los planes y los propósitos que Dios tenía en mente no han cambiado. José fue llamado a ser líder. Sus pensamientos sobre el liderazgo eran demasiado pequeños para lo que Dios tenía en mente. La visión original que José tuvo todavía valía para él. Terminó con un último modismo que José habría usado. So the last idiom was the title. Now, where was I? So I'm sure when Joseph saw his brothers, and this may have been an idiom that may have come to his mind. Oh, now where was I? I remember telling you this story. And years later, here it is. Ahora, ¿dónde estaba? So blessings on you as you continue to pick up where you left off, and as you continue to do the things that God has changed and adjusted in your life, things that you've let go of, things that you've embraced, the growth that you've experienced, the places that you've gone to grow in your walk with God, blessings on you that you would continue to do so, and that the vision that God has in mind for you will be completed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Enrique. Thank you, John. We are a family, aren't we? We're all together, brothers and sisters, in Christ, the family of God. And yeah, there may be some sibling rivalry that kind of pops up every now and then, right? But we're supposed to make it through. Do you think there was sibling rivalry in Joseph's family? Do you think? Another little idiom. Do you think? How many of you are from big families? We have 5 children. My brother and I are Irish twins, which means we were born literally in the same year, my older brother. And so we grew up at each other's throats. My mom had to buy, I remember, everything she had to buy the same. She bought us these cool little Indian outfits, you know, with the feathers and the bow and arrow and the quivers and things. She had to, they had red ones and they had blue ones. She was wise enough to buy 2 blue ones, because what would happen had she bought 1 red one and 1 blue one? We would have fought over who got which one. It's just the nature of siblings at times. And yes, this is a story of sibling rivalry. Surely Jacob was aware of the friction, right? Maybe that is the favoritism from his father, the favoritism also from the Lord, it seemed. The others just weren't aware enough of their dreams. Who knows? But both Jacob and Joseph's fathers also favored one son over another, both of them, interestingly enough. And because of the sins of both the fathers, the brothers spent years, whether it be Esau and Isaac or whether it be the brothers here, spent years from one another in separate countries. And it's only late in the life that Jacob is reunited with Esau and Joseph is reunited with his 11 brothers. And even before any of the sons were born, rivalry existed in this family. There was rivalry between the fathers and the mothers, right? Between Rachel and Leah. That's where a lot of rivalry actually did happen. And Jacob strongly favored Rachel over his first wife, Leah. And the rivalry of the wives and Jacob came focused in on the children, because they were focused in on one another. They weren't focused in on the father of all and whose family they truly were the members of. It's a story that we can all really get involved in, because we are still continuing in that same story. We are continuing in that same line, and thank you, Enrique, for your work in helping us understand just how much we are continuing in it. It's fascinating to see God's hidden hand at work in 3 aspects of Joseph's life. In his dream, yeah. I mean, how many of you have dreams and think, yeah, I dreamt that dream. I gave myself that dream. Are you able to give yourself dreams? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Most of the dreams we wish we'd never had, right? Too many nightmares, especially as of late, especially with this whole COVID thing. But when you have a dream from God, it seems to kind of stand out. And you got to tell people, even if it's your brothers, which can cause some problems, or your sisters, which can cause some problems, it's got to be told. So his dreams, and yes, his beautiful coat that kind of set him apart as well, right? 4! And also his travels. Travels. Whenever he comes by, let's all bow in prayer and bless him. Joseph's life is a Romans 8:28 life. So let's bring it up to nowadays. Let's bring it up to New Testament times. Let's bring it up to how it really, truly kind of affects us. It's a Romans 8:28 life. We know that all things work together for good for those who love and are loved by God and are called according to his purpose. Whose purpose? The one who gives us the dreams. Just like we can't give ourselves dreams. No, we don't give ourselves purposes. He gives us the dreams. He gives us the purposes. And we need to realize through stories like Joseph's and others in the Bible as well, our lives are also Romans 8:28 lives. Joseph didn't see God's hand immediately. It took time for him to see God's hidden ways. He thought he saw kind of a concept of it, of yeah, my brothers are going to be bowing down to me, so are my mom and dad. That's kind of odd. But it sure didn't work out right away, did it? No, it worked out over his entire life. over his entire life. And that's how some of these working out of God's purposes occur, over time, most definitely over time. He didn't see God's hand working immediately. And surely the pain in his life was overwhelming at points along the way. And surely the betrayal of his brothers hurt him deeply. And yet years later, before his brothers, as Enrique read in Genesis 45, he could say, "And God sent me before you to preserve you, a remnant on earth, and to keep alive many, many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here. It was God who sent me here. What you meant for bad," he says, "God meant for good." And all God's people said. And that's how it still goes in this life, in this Romans 8:28 life. God choreographed Joseph's rejection in two interesting ways: by his father's favoritism over him, which caused his brothers to do what they did, which was part of God's plan, interestingly enough. And second, by God's giving Joseph a vision of his own future greatness to kind of hold him together during these times of betrayal, during these times of pain. And it brings us to a main point. The world never escapes God's control. The world never escapes God's control. We are constantly in his control. And we are in the world, right? So which means and correlates, we never escape God's control. The writer of Hebrews tells us that Joseph is one stepping stone on a big, long journey that brings Jesus Christ into the world. And the truth is, there are no real miracles that we can pinpoint in Joseph's stories. God doesn't suspend his natural laws to make anything happen in Joseph's time, in his case. And yet the story is one big, long miracle, for it is solely about the hidden but sure ways of God working in men and working in women, about his omnipresent, omniscient power. And is it working today? Amen, it's working today. It's working now through his Holy Spirit in each one who has received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you haven't, please do. Do it this day, that power may be indeed directing your life as well. And you may be more than conscious of it. You may be willingly going along with it. Remember, beloved, the world and we in it never escape his control. And that is not a bad thing. That is indeed a good thing. And so, Heavenly Father, lift our hearts so we may be open to your spiritual gifts. We may be open to your Son, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. We may be open to your Holy Spirit dwelling within us, living victoriously for you, living in your world, living through your love. Give us the courage to face the enemy wherever and whenever he may confront us. Help us to know the difference between that enemy and a brother and a sister. And give us the faith to trust you completely for deliverance and for salvation and for every step in this life. Your Son, Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, is our inspiration. He is our hope. And at the end of the day, Father, when good things have happened and the worst has been overcome, may we rest in the knowledge that your Son and his Spirit have been our guides. And then in full confidence of your love and power, lead us into tomorrow with faith, without fear. And all God's people said, amen.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Their promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, still in your hands. noche acabará, tu palabra se cumplirá. Mi corazón te alabará. Cristo mi Salvador, cúbreme con tu amor. Mi corazón te alabará. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. Never fail. I'm still in your hands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence.
Stand together as we close out in this song together. This great statement we'll be proclaiming here, just seeing God move in our lives.
Yo sé que tú mueves montañas y creo en ti. Sé que lo atas otra vez, abriste el mar. En el desierto y creo en ti. Sé que lo harás otra vez. I've seen you move.
I've seen you move.
You move the mountains.
You move the mountains.
I believe.
I believe.
I see you do it again. You made a way. When there was no way. And I believe.
I believe.
I see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. Never fail me. Yes.
And he won't. And all God's people said, amen. And God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your day and weekend.